Well, like I reviewed for you guys earlier, I want to do one more review, kind of what we're trying to talk about. If we can turn on all the lights except for the first row, that would be awesome, so we can still kind of see the screen. But you know, I just really want to tell you guys what we're all about. Here, because I know some of you sixth graders are new, and you're still trying to figure out what this thing is all about. And so today is kind of like a, yeah, we can turn the back ones on. Today is kind of like a, here's what we're all about day, all right? And I just want to give everybody kind of an overview and an update on where we are and where we're going, okay? So let's go to this first slide in review. Here is everything on this one slide is what we are all about at Watermark Student Ministry. And so if you're hoping to get plugged in a new sixth grade small group, if you're already in one, this is a reminder for you. But these four things are what we are all about. And this is kind of why we named our theme this way, is I believe that God made all of us with a plan in mind. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, in the first chapter, that God works out everything to conform to his plan that he has for our lives. And I want you each to know that God is working in your life, whether you know it or not. And he desires for a plan to be played out that is wonderful. And so here's what four big parts of his plan are for everybody that I'm trying to tell you about over these first 4 weeks of school. The first one is his plan is for you to believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and have a relationship with him through that. We talked about that a couple weeks ago when I showed you all the amazing pictures of the universe, and then I showed you the most amazing picture of all, and it was a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross. Jesus was God's son. The Bible tells us in John 1:1 that before the world began, Jesus was there with God, and he was God, and he helped God create the earth, and everything that was made by Jesus. And yet Jesus, who made the entire 130 plus billion galaxy universe, came to this earth, to this pale blue dot, and he put on skin, and he died for you and me because God loves us that much. We are designed to believe in Christ and have a relationship with God. And so everything we do here at Watermark Student Ministries is to help you understand that and grow closer to him. Now, I think God's made us for another thing, because the Bible tells us that we are part of the body of Christ. It explains it. That's why we've been talking so much about eyeballs and about cells and about all the science stuff that seems really boring when you hear it in school. But when you think about God making that and everything having a purpose and a plan, and you realize that he's given us all this stuff to help us understand him, then it gets kind of cool. And you can call me a nerd all day long, but I think it's really cool. And God has called us part of his body. And we talked about last week about how we have, the body's made up of many parts. I've got an eyeball, I've got an ear, they work different. I've got a hand, I've got a foot, I've got a knee. I've got some hair on my chest, it's kind of awkward. But every part of the body serves a purpose. And each one of you serve a purpose with one another. An eyeball cannot say, I don't need the ear, as much as the ear can't say, I don't need the eye. And I can't say, I don't need you, as much as you can't say you don't need me. As much as you can't say you don't need the person next to you. I want everybody to turn to the person next to you right now and say, I need you. Now I want you to say it like you mean it. I need you. If you didn't do it, make a fist with your hands and shake them. Say, I need you. And now I want you just to grab them by their shoulders and shake them violently and say, I need you. We are all designed, guys, to depend on each other. That is why we don't just call you here every week and say number one and say, hey, believe in Christ, believe in Christ, believe in God. We don't just do that. We do that every week. But we also say, get in a small group, because you need other people and they need you. You're an important part of this body. Whether or not you believe that, I need every one of you in this group. And everyone else does too. That's why we say belong. But then, here's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk next week about being strong. We need everyone to be trained and grow. We want them to. God has called us to mature in him, to mature in our faith. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, we're going to look at it in a little bit, not right now. The Bible tells us that we were created to be like God. Everybody listen to me real quick. I want you to raise your hand if you would say that you are like God. Anybody like God right now? No, you're not. You stink. Just kidding. But most of us are pretty far from God, and yet the Bible says, okay, blow my mind, hello, that we're called and created and made to become like God. And so we all have a lot of growing to do, don't we? Now, I want to show you some pictures, but before I do, I want to show you something about our human body. Most of you guys are at an age where you're going through a thing called puberty. And during that time of your life is when your body grows and strange and wonderful things happen. Almost all of you guys get taller, but also some of the voices start to change and muscles start to grow. And let me just tell you, one of the things that guys especially, guys start doing, I've got 10th grade guys now. Will, the guy that comes up and does garage sale, man, is in my 10th grade guys small group. And one of the things that they started doing when they started going through puberty was that they started liking to work out and lift the weights. And when they were in 9th and 10th grade, these guys went from scrawny little bean poles to their, like, Incredible Hulk. And, like, we'll play a sport. We play basketball before our small group. We play soccer. Sometimes we play football. They are now demolishing me. Every week, I go into small group nervous that I'm going to get hurt. And then afterwards, I'm drenched in sweat, and I've got bruises all over my body because these guys are, like, ripped. They go, and they've got these high school weight rooms, and they go in there, and they're just like, yeah! And they're taking all these pills, that are, and they're just, their faces are popping out, veins on their neck. But here's how you increase muscle bulk. Fellas, Bert, you want to bow up like your brother, because your brother's one of those guys that could kill me. You want to bow up. Let me tell you how your muscles grow. When you work out and lift weights, here's what happens. Some fluid goes into those muscles, and it causes them to kind of increase. Every muscle is made up of really long cells called fibers, so there's a bunch of different fibers in your muscles. And your fibers increase, they bulk up, and then when you work out really hard, you know how you're sore? Has anybody ever been sore after a workout? Yeah. When you work out really hard, that is because the fibers in your muscles, listen to this, they tear. They tear and they rip. But then what happens is that one fiber that rips into two, that grows into two more and they swell up. And all of a sudden when it tears, it regrows and you got more fibers. And then you're like, yah! And you're huge. So that's how you grow muscles. Now listen to this. People who study this stuff I read, they tell us that if you work out with weight training, you lift weights just a few minutes every other day for 1 year, you can get 50% more muscle mass. So you take your muscles you have now and you cut them in half and then you add that half to what you already have, that's 50%, you can get ripped in 1 year, okay? They also tell you this, that if you're immobilized, if you're like bedridden, like you've got a really bad, you know, bronchitis, and you don't get out of bed, and you don't move, you just lay in bed, if you're immobilized, your muscle strength decreases 5% a day, and your mass can go down to 1/4 of the original. So like however much muscles I have, I know it's a lot right now, but imagine if I had 1/4 of this, how little would be there, okay? Your muscles are weird in that they can either grow or they can shrink. And most of you guys are going to grow naturally here in a little bit. But then, if you don't ever work out, you could even shrink. Or you could grow. And I want to tell you, I want to show you what I was like when I was your age. I've got some pictures. And then I want to show you, I took this advice and I worked out to see if I could increase my muscle mass. And I want to show you some before and after pictures. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I looked like before. I was, You changed my voice. I didn't know you could do that. So, that was me when my voice sounded like this. I was a really good swimmer. I don't wear Speedos anymore. But I did back then. But
then, I started working out, and I bulked up. And why are you laughing at that?
I'm ripped.
That is to me. Look at that. And then I got even bigger. And I went back to the tight pants. You can't even understand that. Then I kept working out. And I got you. Can I go
back to normal? Can I go back? That's not really me. Okay. In case you're wondering, that's not me. And the picture before, that one wasn't me, but the first one, that... No, it's not me either. None of those pictures were me. I just put my head on those bodies. But that is what's possible. That's what a human body is capable of becoming. Okay, enough of that. Let me show you this about your muscles. Let me sum this up about your muscles. When used actively or strenuously, muscles increase in size and strength, become more efficient and fatigue resistant. On the other hand, this is just summing up what I said earlier, muscle inactivity, whatever the cause of it, always leads to muscle weakness and also wasting. Your muscles waste away if you don't use them. Now, let me just apply this to our spiritual lives. Because just like our muscles and our bodies grow, God intends for us to grow spiritually to become more like Him, to be trained. Just like muscle training with weights, you grow your body. God wants us to be trained in His truth to become more like Him. So look at this next slide, and it talks about our hearts. And it's almost the same quote if you look at it. When used actively, our hearts may increase in size and strength and become more loving and tire less easily. But on the other hand, heart inactivity, whatever the cause, always leads to weakness and wasting. Now let me just ask you guys this question. I want you to think about it in your minds. You don't have to answer me here. Do you want to be spiritually strong or do you want to be spiritually weak? Everybody think about that in your mind. I want you to think of an answer. Do you want to grow to become more like God or do you want to become weaker and weaker? Ty, what's your answer? You want to grow stronger. What do you think that takes? Because when we talk about growing stronger, hold on to that thought for a second. When we talk about being stronger in weights, if I say, do you want to get more muscles, what does that take? Your answer is, I want to lift weights. I'm going to have to do push-ups and pull-ups and bench press and curls. We've got an answer for that. But do you guys know what it takes to grow stronger spiritually? Ty, what do you think? Do you have an answer for that? Does anybody out there? Let me see some hands pop up. Hilton, what do you think? Okay, reading your Bible. Is that one that everybody else kind of thought of right off the bat? Why does that make you stronger? Okay, it grows your integrity in your heart. I'm not sure I know what that means, but I think you do, and that's a great thing. What do you think? Okay, praying. How does praying make you stronger? She's not sure. Taylor, you got your hand up. What do you think helps you train?
Lifting?
Okay, I'm talking about train spiritually, to grow your heart. Okay, asking God for help. Okay, that's kind of like praying. What were you thinking? What's your name? Nick, okay. Having quiet time. How is that different from reading the Bible and praying, what Hilton said and what she said? Okay, he's saying reading the Bible, sometimes you can just do that like a routine, but like he's saying a quiet time for him is when he sometimes like writes down things that he learns and remembers stuff and grows closer to God by telling God how he feels and all that stuff. Is that what you're saying? That's a great thing. What I want you guys to do is in your small groups this week or next week, there's a Bible study that talks about how we can be trained. And here's what I want to tell you. If you want to grow your muscles, you've got to exercise them. If you want to grow spiritually, you have to exercise it. You have to put your faith into practice. Reading the Bible, tells you how to do that. It's like your instruction manual. Praying is when you talk to God and ask him for help and strength. That gives you assistance. He's like your spotter that will help you do that. But you've got to put into practice and do things to train yourself to be godly. Let me show you a list of things from the book of Ephesians. This is a book that I'm really, look at this verse. This is the one I told you about how we're created to be like God in true righteousness. It says this, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old weak self, which is being corrupted, shrinking by its deceitful desires, and you be made new. You put on some muscle in the attitude of your minds, and you put on a new self. You bulk up because you're created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And in the rest of this book, Ephesians, I hope you guys are reading this book, by the way, in your quiet times. The rest of this book, here's a short list of some simple spiritual exercises. The book of Ephesians tells us to speak truthfully. Okay, nobody thought of that one. What if I always try to tell the truth and I work hard at it like an exercise? What if I build others up with my words? What if I'm kind to people who deserve kindness? I offer forgiveness to people. I try to imitate God. I work at finding out what pleases God. I give thanks on a regular basis. These are exercises too. There are so many things you can do to be trained. So don't just believe in God. Don't just belong to a group and go hang out in a small group, but you guys remember that you also got to be trained and that you're made to be more and more like God. And that's what I want you guys to understand is that God has designed us to grow. And I hope all of you guys are going to take this year and take it as an opportunity to grow. Let me pray. Dear God, I pray that these students would grow and they would be trained in godliness. They wouldn't just be trained by my words each week, by their small group teaching, by what their parents tell them, that they would take opportunities to train themselves to be godly. And I pray that you would meet them right where they are and walk with them through it, and that you would carry them like a father carries a son. You would carry them and give them strength in the process. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys help us stack the chairs. Grab your flyers for Pine Cove. We'll see you next week. Make sure you sign up. That retreat's filling up.